This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. How Neurotransmitters Orchestrate Mood, Sleep, and Cognition, a Biochemical Primer. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pikai, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Preliminary evidence. Brain function depends fundamentally on chemical communication between neurons, not electrical signals alone. Neurotransmitters, small molecules that relay signals across synapses, regulate the full spectrum of human cognition, emotion, and physiology, from motivation and mood to sleep architecture and stress response. When neurotransmitter signaling remains balanced, individuals experience stable mood, sharp cognition, and resilient stress tolerance. Dysregulation often produces functional symptoms long before structural brain disease becomes detectable. Key takeaways: 12 major neurotransmitters regulate distinct functions. Dopamine controls motivation, serotonin stabilizes mood and sleep, acetylcholine enables learning and memory, norepinephrine drives alertness, neurotransmitter imbalance produces functional impairment, cognitive slowing, mood instability, sleep disruption, before imaging or pathology becomes apparent. Understanding neurotransmitter roles informs why mood disorders, cognitive decline, and sleep problems often respond to targeted pharmacological or lifestyle interventions. 12 distinct neurotransmitter systems regulate cognition, emotion, sleep, and stress response in the human brain. The neurotransmitter landscape, functional domains and key roles, 12 major neurotransmitter systems and their primary regulatory functions in the brain, motivation, reward, goal-directed behavior, serotonin mood, sleep, appetite regulation, acetylcholine memory, lemmering, attention, movement, norepinephrine, alertness, attention, stress response, GABA inhibition, calm, anxiety regulation, glutamate, excitation, learning, memory, source, neurotransmitter functional domains synthesized from neuroscience literature. Georgian Medical Journal News. The chemical language of the nervous system. The central nervous system transmits information through two mechanisms: electrical conduction along axons and chemical signaling across synaptic gaps. Neurotransmitters are the chemical vocabulary. When a neuron fires, it releases neurotransmitter molecules into the synapse, where they bind to receptors on the postsynaptic membrane, either exciting or inhibiting the target neuron's activity. This process repeats billions of times per second across approximately 86 billion neurons, each forming multiple synaptic connections. The balance and timing of neurotransmitter signaling determine whether an individual experiences focus or distraction, calm or panic, sleep or wakefulness. The 12 major neurotransmitter systems and their roles. Dopamine governs motivation, reward processing, and goal-directed behavior. Dysregulation contributes to anhedonia, loss of pleasure, apathy, and the motivational deficits seen in depression and Parkinson's disease. Research on dopaminergic function shows that dopamine doesn't directly produce pleasure. Rather, it signals the brain that a goal is worth pursuing. Serotonin modulates mood stability, appetite, and sleep-wake regulation. Low serotonin is implicated in major depressive disorder and anxiety disorders, which is why selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, have become first-line pharmacotherapy. Serotonin's role in mood and circadian rhythm extends beyond mood. The neurotransmitter influences gut motility, thermoregulation, and immune function. Acetylcholine enables learning, memory consolidation, attention, and voluntary movement. Acetylcholine deficiency is central to Alzheimer's disease pathology. Cognitive decline in dementia correlates with cholinergic neuronal loss in the basal forebrain. Acetylcholine's role in attention is so fundamental that disruption produces both cognitive and motor symptoms. Norepinephrine drives arousal, attention, and the sympathetic stress response. It prepares the organism for threat or effort. Abnormally low norepinephrine produces lethargy and attention deficits. Excessive norepinephrine generates anxiety and hyperarousal. Norepinephrine's interaction with cortisol makes it a key player in both acute stress adaptation and chronic stress pathology. GABA, gingaminobutyric acid, is the brain's primary inhibitory neurotransmitter. It dampens neural excitability and promotes calm, relaxation, and sleep initiation. Benzodiazepines, among the most prescribed psychotropic drugs globally, work by enhancing GABA signaling. Conversely, GABA insufficiency underlies many forms of anxiety disorder. Glutamate is the primary excitatory neurotransmitter, essential for synaptic plasticity, learning, and memory encoding. However, excess glutamate becomes excitotoxic, damaging or killing neurons. This mechanism is implicated in neurodegenerative diseases including Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS. Histamine promotes wakefulness and immune signaling. Histamine antagonists, antihistamines, cause drowsiness because they block arousal-promoting histamine in the hypothalamus. Adenosine is the mirror image. It accumulates during waking hours, creating sleep pressure. Caffeine works by blocking adenosine receptors, temporarily suppressing this sleep signal. Endorphins, substance P, epinephrine, and glycine complete the neurochemical repertoire. Endorphins modulate pain and produce reward sensations. Substance P transmits pain signals. Epinephrine, adrenaline, orchestrates fight-or-flight physiology. Glycine regulates motor control and spinal reflex circuits. Pain modulation by endogenous opioids explains why placebo analgesia produces measurable endorphin release. From neurotransmitter dysregulation to clinical dysfunction. Neurotransmitter imbalance typically manifests as functional impairment, cognitive slowing, mood lability, fatigue, insomnia, or poor stress tolerance, long before structural pathology becomes visible on brain imaging or autopsy. This temporal gap is clinically crucial. Individuals experiencing depression, anxiety, or cognitive decline often benefit from interventions targeting neurotransmitter function before neurodegeneration advances irreversibly. Major depressive disorder exemplifies this principle. The monoamine hypothesis of depression, insufficient serotonin, norepinephrine, or dopamine, has guided antidepressant development for decades. SSRIs and serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors, SNRIs, work by preventing neurotransmitter reuptake, increasing synaptic availability and signaling strength. Emerging evidence suggests that antidepressants may also promote neuroplasticity and synaptogenesis, repairing damaged circuits beyond simple neurotransmitter restoration. Sleep disorders illustrate the reciprocal regulation of neurotransmitter systems. Insomnia can result from excessive norepinephrine or glutamate, arousal overdrive, insufficient GABA or adenosine, inadequate inhibition, or serotonin dysregulation, mood instability disrupting sleep architecture. Treatment success depends on targeting the specific dysregulation. GABA enhancers for hyperarousal dominant insomnia, dopamine agonists for restless leg syndrome, melatonin or histamine antagonists for circadian misalignment. Neurotransmitter signaling is the chemical foundation of cognition, emotion, and physiology. When signaling is balanced, it supports mood stability, cognitive performance, stress resilience, and sleep quality. Dysregulation produces functional symptoms before structural disease. Synthesized from Neuroscience Consensus, 2023 to 2024. What this means for patients: mood, sleep, and cognitive symptoms, depression, anxiety, insomnia, brain fog, often reflect correctable neurotransmitter imbalances rather than permanent brain damage. Early recognition and treatment can prevent symptom consolidation into chronic illness. Lifestyle interventions, exercise, sleep hygiene, stress reduction, nutrition can support neurotransmitter function alongside pharmacotherapy. See clinical updates for evidence-based treatment options. For clinicians, differential diagnosis of psychiatric and neurological symptoms requires consideration of the underlying neurochemical imbalance. SSRIs, SNRIs, dopamine agonists, and GABA enhancers each target distinct neurotransmitter systems. Rational polypharmacy addresses multiple dysregulated systems simultaneously. Psychosocial interventions, cognitive behavioral therapy, psychoeducation, synergize with pharmacotherapy by promoting neuroplastic repair. Read more on pharmacy and prescribing for policymakers. Public mental health strategy must integrate neuroscience-informed care, training clinicians in neurotransmitter-based diagnostics, ensuring affordable access to SSRIs and other neurotransmitter-targeting drugs, and promoting workplace and educational policies that support sleep, exercise, and stress reduction. Neurotransmitter dysregulation is as treatable as hypertension if caught early. See health policy for global mental health initiatives. Frequently asked questions: can neurotransmitter imbalance be measured with a blood or saliva test? Serum and salivary neurotransmitter testing is marketed commercially, but lacks clinical validation. Neurotransmitters function in the brain's synaptic space, where their concentration is 1,000-fold higher than in blood. Peripheral levels do not reliably reflect central nervous system status. Clinical diagnosis remains based on symptom presentation and treatment response. Brain imaging and neuropsychological testing assess functional or structural compromise when clinically indicated. How long does it take for antidepressants to rebalance neurotransmitters? SSRIs increase synaptic serotonin within hours, but clinical improvement typically emerges over 2 to 4 weeks. This lag reflects the time required for downstream neuroplastic changes, receptor desensitization, gene expression alterations, synapse remodeling, and circuit-level adaptation. Premature dose changes or medication switches before 4 to 6 weeks reduce efficacy. Combining pharmacotherapy with psychotherapy accelerates symptomatic improvement. Can lifestyle changes, exercise, sleep, diet, meaningfully alter neurotransmitter levels? Yes. Aerobic exercise increases brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, and dopamine. It rivals SSRIs for mild to moderate depression. Sleep consolidation restores norepinephrine and acetylcholine function, essential for memory and attention. Mediterranean and omega-3 rich diets correlate with higher serotonin and dopamine. However, severe dysregulation typically requires pharmacotherapy. Lifestyle interventions are synergistic, not substitutes for medication in moderate to severe illness. The neurotransmitter system represents one of neuroscience's most robust frameworks for understanding brain function and psychiatric illness. As neuroimaging and molecular biology advance, this chemical model will likely be refined, but the fundamental principle endures. The brain operates through chemical communication in constant dynamic balance. Protecting and restoring that balance is central to preserving mental health and cognitive vitality across the lifespan. Source: your thoughts, mood, energy, motivation, sleep, and focus all depend on chemical signals moving between brain cells.